Welcome to the Elite Professionals in Coaching Podcast, hosted by Chris Aird, business owner and CEO of With Purpose, bringing you leadership, growth ideas, mindset transformation, and strategic information for the entrepreneurs, business owners, and community leaders. You will be encouraged, educated, and empowered to develop your people, implement your processes, and increase your income. Now get ready to listen to the newest episode of the Epic Podcast.
Chris and Taylor here representing With Purpose, the hosts of Epic. And listen, last week we talked about 4-day work weeks, and we're kind of kicking off. We haven't really identified this, or not that I've heard anyway, but we've really kind of doing a summer series, if you will. So we talked about the 4-day work week last podcast. Today, we're going to talk about and kind of get you guys to start thinking about PTO, vacation time, sick time, that type of thing. And here's what I want to read. This came from Indeed.com. I'm going to quote this here for a moment. So quote, according to research conducted by Indeed, the most important contributing factor to job happiness is the employee's ability to find harmony between the demands of work and their personal lives. This desire for work-life balance resonates with workers regardless of age or location. Folks, if you've been listening to this podcast for any stretch of time, you will know that we value employees. That is the number one pillar of any business. Now, for me, as a business owner, as a consultant, I am not advocating that after hearing this podcast, you should go to your employer or you should go to your HR department and say, listen, we need to change it. We want to spark a conversation. That's all we want to do. We want to give you facts. We want to give you figures. We also want to identify that people are thinking things differently today. Their spending habits are different today. Their time away from work is different today. They want to be with family. So how do we do that? Taylor, I'm going to hand this on over to you, sir. Where do we start?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think just your initial Indeed quote made me think of, I came across some research for this that talked about how research consistently shows the health benefits of taking vacation time. It specifically improved productivity. It lowered their stress and they noted it provided better mental health. So we see the benefits to PTO. And I think it's just reshaping how we view it. So last week we talked a little bit about the 4-day work week and whether or not you decide to move to a 4-day work week. The important part of last week's conversation was realizing that we should be able to question these things that we've assumed as commonplace in the workplace and focus on the betterment of the employee. And so for us, I think the standard PTO is 10 days in addition to holidays. And that is the second lowest in the world for developed countries. I think we are only ahead of Japan. And this isn't just something that just socialist countries who have a different government system than we do or different system than we do. And this is the UK is the world leader and they allow 37 days off a year. And that's between holidays and between PTO. And so our 10 is quite a bit behind that. And so I think that this is something that it needs to be talked about. And so I think it's something that we need to be willing to challenge and look into how can we readdress that? And what is the reason why we're giving this PTO?
So as we go into this, let's talk about PTO for the moment. It's paid time off, right? Sure. PTO in most companies includes what you would normally have your vacation time, right? Mm-hmm. And I put that vacation time in air quotes. So PTO is paid time off, and that could be a combination of sick, a combination of you need to go to a doctor's appointment. It could be a combination of your vacation time, but there are also companies that will do vacation and then PTO, right?
Yeah.
So let's think about that for a moment and let's talk about that.
Yeah. And so I think I'd even add on to that, especially with COVID, I think we are reimagining and reapproaching our sick days. And now instead of just, hey, here are 3 sick days that you can tag on and just use this as PTO that you have to use each year, I think we're approaching a, a point where we're actually saying, okay, now if you're sick, like, we don't want you here, because we want our other employees to be healthy and we want what's best for you as well. So I think you could even add into that sick time. And so I know it's kind of a hard thing to approach because there's different types of PTO. There are some places where it's just always accruing. There are some places where if you go over the year amount, a certain portion will roll over. And so there's unlimited PTO. There's a whole lot of different approaches to PTO. But I think what is most important is, yeah, how it is used and if it is being used, and then how it is given. So I kind of went a roundabout way, but to answer your question specifically, as employees, we use our PTO. I think it's important to be strategic. And so if that is, I'm going on vacation for the weekend, maybe I'll give myself a Monday or a Friday off. So that way I can ease into my vacation or ease out of it. As a kid going on vacation, going to Disneyland, you know, was always a fun thing to do. As an adult, going to Disneyland with your family is work. And so you almost need a break from that vacation.
Yeah.
And so I think it's important to be strategic with that. And it's also common practice. I don't know if I've ever seen it written anywhere, but it's pretty well common practice that you give 2 weeks notice. And so this isn't just something that you should just fly off the cuff with. This should be something that you're planning out ahead of time.
True. You know, and to your point about Disneyland, I was just having this conversation with my wife yesterday where it seemed like when you're a kid, everyone looked forward to summertime because you were off from school. I don't hear many people as adults say they look forward to summertime at all. It's hot, it's sticky. They've got to now not manipulate. That would be a bad word. They've got to adjust their time to be there for their kids out of school. And so when you're thinking about Disneyland or your summer vacation, which is what we're going to get into here in a couple of weeks, it's really important to recognize, to your point, that sometimes people need a vacation from the vacation. Mm-hmm. It is work, and not to distract from children are a blessing. We all know that. We want to be there. We want to give our kids things. We want to give our families things, but we also need to have that understanding that we've got to take care of ourselves. And that in its essence is what PTO is supposed to be used for, is to take care of the employee, to take care of the individual, to take care of the human being, right? And so, you know, at the bare minimum, we have to follow state law. Whatever state you're in, we have to follow state law. So, you know, you're accruing X amount of time per payday, per week, right? So that's the bare minimum. Companies should be going above that. And it may not be written. It may be an opportunity for employers to do a value add. Let's say where, you know, sometime on a Friday afternoon, they let everybody know, stick around, get stuff done, because we're going to let everybody go, pay time off for the last 2 hours of the day. I've done that with people. I've had it happen to me. Or maybe it's an afternoon before a federal holiday, Christmas, Thanksgiving, July 4th. And we just know that nobody's going to be doing business that afternoon, the day before the federal holiday, right? Everyone clock out. So there's other ways in which, so if what I'm saying is, if PTO isn't specifically written, we can enforce, or we can apply that idea of taking care of the human being, taking care of the employee in various other ways.
Yeah. So Chris, I think it's good when employers are able to say, hey, you know, this is a slow Friday, or it's a big Friday for a holiday, take a half day, you know, or we're going to call it quits, not call it quits, but we're going to call it a day in an hour or so. So I think that is good, but I almost feel like as an employee, I would probably feel more comfortable going to my boss asking for a raise than I would asking for more PTO. And I don't quite know why that is, because in reality, for the business, if you give up more PTO, let's say your employee's making a couple $100 that day, that's a lot. If they ask for 4 or 5 days, that's a lot different than a 20% raise or a $10,000, $15,000 raise. So why do you think that, why do you think that companies are less likely to give out PTO? Or do you think that that's just something that's in the employee's mind?
I think it's in everybody's mind, not just the employees. Mm-hmm. I think because of law established by states, HR, yeah. It's part of the fabric of the culture of a company. And you're right, it is easier. I've never thought about going to my boss whenever that was and saying, hey, you know, could I have some extra PTO time this month or for the year? It is a lot easier. And I think it's something psychological in our mind because of the fabric of the culture that says it is easier. Not that it's been formally introduced, but informally it has been, and it's been created. I'm back to the fact of the research that I was reading and back to what you were reading. The average American worker takes 12 days of vacation a year. That's because that's what they're given. Is that right? Not necessarily. Is that wrong? Not necessarily. It's part of the fabric of the culture of a business and at least our society.
Yeah. And I think pay is an easy way. We've talked about this before. Pay is an easy way to make an employee feel valued. In reality, they feel valued for a month, month and a half. And then that point is normalized and then they'll just take it as is. I think you're going to see a lot more appreciative employees if you're giving this PTO off instead of just a pay raise, especially now, especially with, you open this up talking about the importance of wanting to do the things that they love or wanting to be with their family more. And that's what we learned from COVID. And so I think if by offering PTO more easily, if that makes sense, or using that more so as a negotiation tactic, I guess is what I'm ultimately getting at. I think we're going to see a positive response to that. What I do think is interesting. So you talked about 10 to 12 days being the average that is used in time off. But thing is interesting is this. So I know within the last maybe decade and a half, we've heard the term unlimited PTO more regularly. But what I find interesting is unlimited PTO typically is not unlimited PTO. It is PTO that is driven by our social fears. And I guess that sounds stronger than what I probably mean to say is, but I know most companies with unlimited PTO, they say you have unlimited PTO, but what they're doing is they're comparing your used PTO against the company's usage PTO. So if the average employee at your company is taking 22 days off a year and you're taking 28, sure, they're going to sit down and have a conversation with you wondering, why do you need this many more days? They're going to, if you use 22 days a year and then the next year you take 28, let's use 28 again, they're going to say, what happened between this year and last year? So they almost, unlimited PTO I think is good because it gives you more PTO, but it really is PTO that is managed by our own fears of, am I allowed to take this time off? Am I going to put my team behind if I take this time off? Am I going to look bad? Will I miss out on a promotion opportunity? All those things that play in the mind. So I think unlimited PTO is probably good for both parties, but I think it just shows the restrictions we put on ourselves by being afraid of what we're going to miss out on.
Hey, you're absolutely right. And that's in our own head, right? And that's something that has been created since the time that we've all been able to work. Mm-hmm. And again, we're back to the fabric of the culture. And if nothing changes, nothing changes, right? Yeah. If I'm not willing to change my mindset then and or the company, then nothing is going to change. Mm-hmm. So if we really truly value people, we're back to episodes of our podcast way back when. And this is truth, though. This is why it always comes up. It's because it's truth. If we truly value our people, then we're going to be intentional with them. We're going to learn how to communicate and connect with them. We're going to make sure that their needs are being met. And here's the thing. Everyone's needs are different. And it's not to say that it's a blank canvas for the culture of a company, but it may mean that we need to adjust some things, tweak some things, give more opportunity for people to have PTO that is beneficial for the entirety of the company, the majority of, even if someone doesn't use it fully. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And what I like about that is you're looking at the company as a whole, but you're also not looking at the nation as a whole. And I guess what I mean by that is I imagine that someone, that a plumber, just their ability to use PTO is going to look different than someone who's working in tech. Because if there's a plumbing emergency, you know, you can't have a lot of employees using PTO. And for tech, I'm not saying they don't have emergencies, but they're not flooding someone's house. And so for one situation, it may be okay to use limited PTO. And for another, it's maybe, hey, we increase our PTO. And all this can easily be managed by saying, hey, during our busy seasons, you can't, we're going to be less likely to accept PTO. This isn't saying, hey, just open the floodgates and give PTO. It's knowing your people, it's knowing your business, and knowing these are the times where it is easier for us if you take PTO. And I think people will take advantage of that for sure.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that I don't know that we give enough people credit, or we give enough credit to people, however you want to say it, in their level of maturity. And it does happen to be in an industry. I think it's got to be industry related. And to your point, if there's a company or an industry that does have emergencies, well, then there's got to be an expectation laid out that we will grant it based upon these other expectations, right? Like we haven't exhausted everybody else. I know that in certain portions of the country, HVAC companies, their summer months, there is no vacation granted. Yeah. Everyone's working up to 20 hours a day between installs and repairs and all of that. Now, they get all of the time that they're looking for in the fall and the winter. And then they'll do kind of a rotation of people taking time off. It happens in the military. I mean, so I think there's a level of expectation, but let's go back to this, that level of expectation. Where does that start? That starts in the fabric of the culture of the company. And if we're going to say that this is what this is going to be, then we need to honor that. And we need to group everybody in it. We need to educate people and say, listen, you are now working for a company. We've seen the light. We've managed expectations. COVID did a deal on the country. We care about the country. We don't care about the country. This is the way that our business is going to do things. And I would also make this statement. It's got to be minimum. You've got to do at least what the state is asking you to do when it comes time to PTO. True PTO means that people aren't taking vacation days, right? It's when, to your point earlier, you had mentioned like 37 days, and that included national holidays. Mm-hmm. That is their time. If we're going to give them PTO time, it's paid time off. That encompasses vacation, sick, whatever the case might be, holidays, if you will. Yeah. That also becomes part of a benefit package for people, because mm-hmm. those are paid days off. 37 days pay time, that's a little over a month. That's 5 weeks, if you will. So out of 12 months, you're not working for 5 weeks and you're getting paid for it. What a blessing. What an opportunity.
Yeah. And what's great is by giving more days, it's easy to business owner to say, well, I'm losing those days of productivity. Well, what you're gaining is like we talked at the beginning, you're gaining a less stressed employee. True. You're gaining an employee that feels motivated, especially right now. If the US averages 10 and you're offering 37, that's a big old jump. Yeah. There are going to be people who want to work for you. And so you're going to get a happier, healthier employee. Now, we're not saying, hey, do the 10 to 37 jump. But what we are saying is reevaluate, begin to question what is actually good for your employees. And it very well could be, hey, we're going to allow more PTO, we're going to open more PTO, but we're actually going to make it harder. You can't take time off during Christmas because that's our hard season, or whatever that may look like. And so evaluate these things, but also have conversations with your employees, because they're the ones you were talking about. Bring them in on the conversations, get a good feel for where they're at. And 37% of employees aren't using all their PTO each year. These are people, and we talked about before, already using the fear of missing out on things. People are going to ask, people want PTO, but they're not going to go out and say, give me all this time off, because we're naturally afraid of the consequences of that. And I think that that's kind of a stigma that we should break. But I think right now, as a business owner, it's also good to understand that they're not going to abuse it.
Yeah. And you know what? I think there's a great opportunity here for everybody to reassess their values, their core values. Again, another podcast that we've done on values. At the same time, I think it's going to be, if you've got the right people on the right bus, sitting in the right seat, you're not going to have people that will abuse it, either against the company or against themselves. If I know that I'm given all of this time off, for probably most people, they're going to be strategic in when they take that time away, right? They're probably going to go home, sit with their spouse, take a look at their kids' calendar if they have children. If not, they're still going to sit with their spouse and say, listen, our company just did this amazing thing. We're now given X amount of PTO time. Well, wait a minute. Did we lose our vacation time? No, I'm given all of this extra time. I want to sit with you and I want to be strategic in what we're going to do. And I want to get my request in first, right? Or I want to make sure that we're taking a Friday afternoon off and we're going to schedule our campsite weeks in advance, because I know that I can take that time off without any negative consequences. So all of a sudden there becomes a sense of excitement. And really what happens is this company culture now shifts from about we've got to do and we've got to do and we've got to do to where we're now employee focused, yeah, right? Yeah. And we're there about the people. Go ahead.
What I'm just going to add is, and this is a reward. You know, this is a benefit, I guess. Benefit's a word I would stick with. This is a benefit. And so if this is being abused, then that's an employee who doesn't deserve that benefit. And so you get a new employee. And obviously it's a very hard process, but I think companies get so fearful of, will this be abused? If it's abused, that's not an employee you want. That's not an employee you want contributing to your culture. And so I think it's creating PTO, but also forecasting, here's the type of employee we want. And the type of employee we want is going to respect this. They're not going to take advantage of it. They're not going to create problems with it. They're not going to complain. This person got time off. Why didn't I? All of that.
Yeah, you know, just going back and tying up that here for a moment. When we value the people, it also becomes a recruitment tool. Mm-hmm. 100%. And okay, good. So and in that recruitment tool, we're looking for the best of the best for our company, because our company is the best of the best, right? And if everyone had that thinking, then they're going to be shifting their culture, the fabric of their culture, to become more employee centered. And when we start to change that mindset, we start to develop things that we didn't even think about. We have intentional and we have non-intentional things that come out of that. Now, it is about leading and directing this, because we're talking about people, but we also have to manage those expectations. So it is a good recruitment tool. But I also recognize that it does increase productivity. When you talked about coming back and kind of either easing into your long day weekend or easing out of that, that's going to increase productivity. A lot of people try to cram. Just think about it, everybody that's listening. Think about it. We try to cram as much time over a holiday weekend, and we try to make the most use of our vacation time surrounding a longer weekend. And then we're booking flights late at night after a long day's worth of work or school. And we're coming back as late as possible, right? We all do this. That's because we're trying to get the most out of the time that we've been given and earned. So having the conversation of what can we do differently, or how can we do things differently, is great. To your point, Taylor, what I would encourage all of us to do, including yourself, is find out ways to have a conversation with your manager. Maybe you are the manager and you need to go to the owner, or maybe you are the owner listening. Let's have conversations around this. Conversations are good. It gets people's ideas out there in the open. And the conversation surrounding, how do we get people to ask us not for a raise, but to ask us for more PTO time?
Well, I know we started this off by saying, hey, we're not telling you to go and ask for more PTO, but I'm excited after this is over to talk to my boss about more PTO. So
but here's the thing. The conversation is good, right? The conversation is healthy. Where did you say that we are at as a country? Where do we rank?
We were second to last, only ahead of Japan.
Second to last. And we're talking about dozens, if not hundreds, of developed countries where America is second to last. We get upset when we are the bottom 10, bottom 50, or bottom 25, bottom half of education. Why are we not upset about this? And again, it's about a conversation, and that's what we're encouraging you to do. We're not saying you should change it. I'm asking you to have a conversation with your employees, with your staff, or the staff with their owners or their management team. Anything else to add, Taylor?
Yeah, just you saying at the end reminds me of something we talked about last week with the 4-day work week. It's shifting a mindset of being focused on the input to being focused on the output. So we can't be so focused on this person's getting 20 days off PTO. I can't have that. We should instead be focused on what is the quality of work this person is doing and how can I better help and support that? And so if we can shift our mindset from focusing on the input, focusing on the output, I think we're going to see a lot more success in your businesses.
Yeah. And you know what? It's all about valuing people. And if we believe that people are absolutely essential to our company, to our business, to our community, then we're going to find ways to show value. And it may not be right off the bat. This is probably going to be a process. Things don't happen overnight, but the conversation can start. And as long as we're moving in a direction that benefits the entirety of a business and not just one person, that's where we've got to have some determining factors. So having the conversation be great. We should want to see people more productive. I think over the past couple of years, if we're real with ourselves, we have seen people reevaluate. And again, that word value is in there, reevaluate their priorities. I've seen people quit after having master's degrees in a certain industry and just say, you know what, I'm going to be a stay-at-home parent. I've seen people literally uproot, probably spend a couple weeks in thinking about it and sell their home, and they're living in a different part of the country because they want to be closer to family. People have reevaluated their priorities because it's valuable to them. The company that we work for is valued to employees. Let's make sure that it's done in return.
Exactly. Well, perfect. I think that's a great place to end. So thank you for that last wise note, Chris. So thank you. You can go for it.
Okay.
Well, perfect. I just want to encourage our listeners to be willing to challenge your thinking. Make sure you focus on your employees' output and to not be afraid to ask the hard questions when it comes to how to approach taking care of your employees and also your business. So as you listen to this, we just want to encourage you to have these thoughts and do all of that with purpose. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Elite Professionals in Coaching podcast. If you want to stay in the forefront with business strategies and ideas, leadership conversations, tips, and empowerment, be sure to like and subscribe to this podcast and then share with your friends and fellow business owners. For more information about With Purpose and their services, visit www.withpurposellc.com.